Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone, we have a very special dish of your bona fide favorite pop culture podcast. Because, one, it's not a solo pod, because I know you're sick of my goddamn solo pods. It's the complete opposite. Laura and I are in the same vicinity.
We're in London.
We're in London.
Lucy arrived 4 hours ago.
And my friends, because I arrived, well, my friends, Liv, you all know Liv, and Tiana, who will listen to this podcast because she loves culture and she's so cute, they asked me what I was doing tonight. And I was like, you're going to laugh, but I'm going to record a podcast, which is just so, so what we would do, right?
It is. It's on brand.
Let's get the work done. I will say, we've had a lovely dinner.
We've had a beautiful dinner.
We have had, this is Laura's dream, we've had a catch up off mic.
Oh, I've waited for this. First of all, I feel like I've waited for this for weeks because you keep doing solo pods.
I still
haven't brought myself to listen to, and I don't think I can.
You shouldn't.
But secondly, every week we come on here and I'm never allowed to talk to Lucy not on the mic. But tonight we've had about 2 sweet hours.
Yeah.
And there's nothing left.
No, there's nothing left to give you. So you will hear, this is a very, very special edition because we have got a segment with Laura's husband, Rupert, who we all know is Stanley Tucci Light, who we have been wanting to come on and do Ruse News.
Since the beginning of time.
And he did a segment with us this evening. And it's like the most, like...
under duress, I would say. Yes. He did it under duress.
We were literally talking about hot F1 drivers and then
And then Lucy literally grabbed the microphone and said, wait.
let me ruin our evening real quick and let's make everything be on the mic. No, so you have that to look forward to.
You really do.
You also have to look forward to Laura and I talking about some of the new things we've been doing.
It feels like, I mean, we had to do a podcast because we're in the same country, which just feels crazy. But equally, we don't really know what to talk about, but I feel like there's been a lot of change. Lucy's moved countries.
Yeah.
I started university again.
At Oxford, everyone.
Which is crazy. And I think there's a lot of firsts going on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of firsts, and it feels right to talk about.
There is a lot of firsts. And first of all, just to make us the pop culture podcast that you love, Taylor Swift and Beyonce got together to watch her movie.
That photo.
I know.
It's incredible.
It's like...
it's iconic.
What did I say on Twitter? This is my Treaty of Versailles.
This is my Roman Empire.
For some reason, it feels really weird to see...
I agree.
They don't exist in the same world.
I 100% agree. And do you know what it made me think of? And this is so random. Remember the song Telephone?
Yes. Actually a bop.
No, first of all, a bop, but second of all, I just remember being like, when would you see those three artists? Three? Two?
Two. Two. Lady Gaga and...
who was the third?
Lady Gaga,
who's
Beyonce.
Who's the ghost artist?
And Timberland? No!
Who was that for me? But I just feel like that was such a meeting of worlds. And this is my telephone.
My Trinity Versailles and Laura's telephone. Yeah, I just thought, look, we should shout that out. Oh, also... I haven't told all of you yet, but on Monday, I'm having lunch with Pandora Sykes. Oh. And I just feel like this is the audience to tell that to, because I'm such a huge fan of her.
Oh.
And it's just crazy. So you will get to know
that. I'm going to have a panic attack on your behalf.
I know.
When you told me that.
I know. Oh. I know. That's not why I'm in London. I'm here to see my besties. One of them's flying home and I just wouldn't have got to see her. But it just so happened.
I would literally, I'd fly anywhere for Pandora.
100%. Oh. I would travel the world.
Take us with you.
Yeah. Oh.
Will you?
Hey, can I take the mic? She's a podcaster.
Oh, she loves getting things on the mic.
No. Hey, like, I know this is off the record, but no.
Take the Yeti.
No, can't be taking the Yeti. Also, just really funny. I don't know if all of you know, but we probably talked about this. So Laura packed this blue Yeti, which is not light, into her luggage and brought it all the way across the world. Belle packed this blue Yeti that we, Siska always gifts a blue Yeti to our podcast
host. It's a rite of passage.
It's a rite of pass. And Belle packed one into her luggage, brought it across the world. I packed one into my luggage, brought it across the world. And it just feels like a funny thing that we should tell you is like, you know, when you move across the world, you do not get much luggage.
No, and I think that's a really nice place to start with your moving experience, Lois. Because tell us what happened to your luggage.
And I feel like people are a little bit sick of it, but really quickly. So we all know that, first of all, my visa took ages to come. My passport got lost on the way back and delivered to the wrong city. And then my flight on the day of, one of my flights in the middle, quite a big flight, got cancelled and fucked up my travel plans. And then when I was travelling here, everyone, travel is just not the same as it used to be. Like, I had 4-hour layovers. I was running to each, to catch each flight because every flight was delayed. Oh. Like, it's, I don't know. When 4 hours isn't enough of a layover. Yeah,
that's crazy.
You just know something's broken. And then, thank God I had AirTags in my luggage because my whole life got lost. Oh. All my luggage got lost on the way.
That's the thing. You're not going on holiday. This was like, okay, I've decided these are my worldly possessions.
Yes.
Oh.
No, you know. And like every special thing that I was bringing over, which wasn't many, but just the real special things. And like all my prescription glasses and things that cost so much. Oh. I know. So anyway, I spiraled big time. All my luggage. I turned up to Lisbon. I could see that my luggage was still in Houston. The person that checked me in, I'm not going to say companies, but they didn't stick my luggage tag. Like, you know how they stick the little luggage barcode onto the back of your boarding pass so you can track it? They were like a trainee and they didn't stick them on. Well, they gave me a boarding pass that was wrong and then gave me a new one that didn't have my stickers on. So when I got to Lisbon and I had just traveled for 30 hours and I was trying to tell them my luggage is in Houston, they were like, well, where's your tags? And I was like, I don't have them. Here's my boarding pass. You can see they're not on there. I didn't peel them off.
Oh.
Like, sorry.
Oh.
And so anyway, 4 days, don't hear anything. And then I post on Shit You Should Care About. Is anyone, like, does anyone work for Houston Airport?
That is wild.
I know. Someone in Melbourne, Tegan, shout out Tegan, is like, my cousin is a baggage handler in Houston Airport. I send her all the coordinates from my AirTags, like exact location. It's like midnight for them. It's like 4 a.m. for me. And it's like the evening for Tegan in Melbourne. And then her cousin's friend is like driving around looking for my luggage in and out of like where all the planes are parked, like just driving in and out. And then he sends me a video and he's found my luggage. And I'm like, this has been like a Mission Impossible mission. And then it still takes a few days because he's obviously not allowed to just grab my luggage and like take it home.
So he post it himself?
Yeah. I was like, can you please just take it so I know someone has it? Because if it gets back into the system, so I'm never...
Yeah.
And a lot of you were messaging me saying, hey, like, I've had AirTags and it worked really well. I just had to fly back to the airport and go and look through the warehouse myself. I was like,
what?
Darling, I'm in Lisbon. They're in Houston. This is a long way for Lucy to have to fly. I know. So many people have said they've had to go and look for them themselves.
It seems like it's been a huge thing. But also, just, I wonder if you could post anything on Siska and someone would be working in that field.
I know. Or like, someone's cousin.
Or someone, like, oh yeah, sure, my cousin works in Houston Airport.
Like, it made me the most appreciative I've ever been of this platform. I know. And I feel like it's because we never use Siska for personal things like that. No. And the one time we really needed it.
They really pulled through.
They pulled through. So
you arrive in Lisbon.
Yeah.
You have no luggage.
No luggage.
You've just moved across the world.
Just moved across the world.
First time.
First time moving across the world. Never been to Europe. Never seen a euro. And
I'm sorry. Should have been the title of the book.
Never seen a euro. Yeah. Oh, but also, we're writing a book, but you all know that surely by now. You can pre-order it in the show notes. And I don't sleep because I'm so stressed about not having any of my possessions. And you all know, like, I wear a lot of colour. I feel like my identity is very much wrapped up in, like...
Colour.
Yeah, yeah. What, like, the things that... I'm not a material girl, but, like, I've spent years op shopping and, like, forming who I am.
There's a story behind
Yeah, you know? And so I got there and I did not feel like myself. I couldn't sleep. I got fucking bitten by a spider or stung by something.
That's when you told me this tonight.
That's another story, but I spiraled. It was fine in the end, but like everything, it was like the universe telling me not to go. Right?
Yeah, I would take that as like you've made the wrong decision mm-hmm. sign. And I think we were talking about this as well, but like moving from New Zealand, I think is a very unique experience because you're quite literally as far away
yep.
as you can get from almost anywhere.
Yes.
Like people, when I travel here and I say, like in New Zealand, if you take a 3-hour flight, you get to Australia.
Yeah.
Whereas here you take a 3-hour flight, you can get...
From Lisbon to London.
You can get to a lot of places.
Yes.
And like long haul flights are not really a thing. Like you just get so used to New Zealand to being so far away. So when you move, it's like, oh, I'm really far.
Yeah. Like when I first got here and everything was going wrong, and I was like, I couldn't go home if I wanted to.
Yeah.
I couldn't afford to.
Yeah.
I'm not getting back on a plane. I am not traveling again. It really made me be like, holy fuck, travel is just not good anymore. And it's like, not to scare you all off, but like, I can say that because every single thing that could have gone wrong.
It really did go wrong.
Really did go wrong. But anyway, now I'm in Lisbon. Well, now I'm in London. But now I live in Lisbon. Belle and I are writing a book. We have a cute flat. It's like, it is hard. As Laura said, she cried like every day.
I cry as, yeah, the newsy readers will remember. Yes. I don't think we were doing the pod when I first moved. But
yeah.
I found it so hard. And I was very prepared for it. We were as set up as we could be. We were so lucky to get a flat, have a job, all the tick boxes, very, very fortunate in that way. But I think something about being on the other side of the world, I've talked about this as well before, I think, but like my partner, Stanley Tucci, like, has moved a lot in his life and is very used to that. This was my first ever big move.
Yeah.
And I think that also is very weird when the person you're with is like, cool, this is easy.
Yes.
You're finding it really hard. That feels like quite an isolating experience.
Yeah. Really similar to Belle. Belle has nomaded her whole life. She moved over here and was thriving and felt a sense of relief. Yeah. I moved over here and was like, what the fuck have I left every comfort I've ever had for?
Yeah.
But like, it will prove itself. You like, you leave and then it's hard and then it's really good and you're like, that's why I did it.
Well, and I think for me, like something, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to do this tonight as well, is like, I found it really helpful to hear other people's stories.
Mm.
And like even the boring logistical stuff of like, how did you get a flat?
Yes.
Like that's, for me, that was a mind-blowing thing trying to move to London.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, I think, that have moved here. Was it easy for Lisbon?
No, it was like, so to get our visa, you had to have 1 year accommodation, 1 year travel insurance. You had to prove that you had enough money in the bank to last your year. Like it was crazy. And Bella just went on like a flat hunting website that lots of people use in Lisbon. Luckily met a woman on WhatsApp from that website that had this cute house. It's a bit out of the city. It's in like a random, really local area, which we love because we don't feel like we're in expat land.
Yeah.
We're like paying the local kiosk for our coffee. We're paying the local wine bar owner. Yeah. Like, you know, so we feel like we're involved in the community, which we love. But she basically started talking to this woman and was like, this was in maybe March or April, and was like, we can't move till September. Most people would have just started paying, I think, to secure a flat, but she didn't make us, she was like, I'll rent it out, I'll Airbnb it out until September.
Wow.
So we, again, you just have to hustle, like,
yeah,
you have to do weird admin and like make friends with these people and just hope they'll help you.
Yeah.
But having a flat when we first got there, thank God, because I didn't have any luggage and I didn't have a space.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty, like, brave. I would have crumbled even more than I did.
Yeah, definitely.
But anyway, so everyone, I've been in Lisbon for maybe, like, just over 3 weeks. And I am feeling more settled there now. And it is still weird, like, not even being able to, like, eavesdrop on people. You feel quite lonely because, obviously, everyone's speaking Portuguese, which is what they should be doing because, like, I need to learn it for them. But it's been crazy.
Yeah.
So that's my new thing.
That is a very big new thing.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Laura had a new thing and we were messaging on the first day of her new thing, and this was a side to Laura that I hadn't actually seen before. We're like,
because
Laura's got her shit together, like, great job, respected in like basically whatever field she does. Great podcast co-host, got a master's. Now
I do not have a master's.
Oh, what do you have?
Like a graduate diploma.
Okay, got a graduate diploma, is now at Oxford, and we've talked about imposter syndrome on this pod before and said that it's basically a construct that men don't have to worry about, and women are basically told to feel it, so we spend money not feeling it. But anyway, Laura got to Oxford, and tell us about your first
day. Yeah, I crumbled. I messaged Lewis. I was literally in the bathroom messaging Lewis. Mm. And I've spent some time reviewing why I felt the way that I felt. And I honestly still don't think I have an answer. But it was just very first day of high school. Which also, I really enjoyed high school. So it's not like it had necessarily bad memories for me.
Yeah.
But I think stepping out and doing something new, particularly because I enjoy doing new things, like to an extent.
Yeah.
I think weirdly, as I'm getting older, I am enjoying it less.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that's normal. I feel like you should enjoy it more because you're more confident. But I'm like, it's really nice and familiar.
No, because you know yourself more when you're older and you just know things that you don't want to do.
Yeah. Okay, maybe that. And so I think it was like, you know, I have to go to Oxford from London, which isn't like super far, but it's not very close.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I just absolutely crumbled, and I was texting Lewis. I thought I couldn't do it. I'm going to be the dumbest person there. Like,
I mean, you are the youngest person.
I am quite young, yeah. So,
I am kind of a legend. So
it's actually nice to feel young in some places.
Oh my God. You know? It's the whole, like, you need to learn to love being underestimated. People will be like,
oh, that's true.
Why is this young girl here? And you're like,
why is this girl here?
Because I'm, like, a legend.
Oh,
do you want to tell the people what you're studying?
Yeah, so I'm studying to become, or studying psychotherapy. A lot of the people doing the course are having like career changes or want to bring those skills into their workplace, which is what I really want to do. But it's super exciting. Like,
yeah,
the stuff that I'm learning, I'm really excited to bring it to the pod, and the ways that it can kind of, I don't know, infiltrate lives, I guess, in everyone's lives. It's a lot of reading, but I don't know. I think the first thing for me was just feeling uncomfortable for the first time. I mean, again, I'm like, I've done a lot of uncomfortable things this year. We're like, new job, new life, yeah, new country, new everything. So I didn't necessarily need another one in there.
Yeah.
But
new study, new, like, and
part of your brain. But I think this thing of being uncomfortable, and it's like you moving to Lisbon, me picking up study again, like at a time in my life when I didn't necessarily think that was something I could do. Like, it's just really reminded me that that's one of the best things we can do in our lives, because you grow or you just learn new things. Like, I haven't hidden a bathroom and felt like that in a long time, and I don't necessarily want to again.
That's not the thing that you should learn from, like,
that's not what you should learn. But, like, why am I feeling that?
Yeah.
These things that I think when you're comfortable, you forget. And I feel like you were writing a lot about this before you left New Zealand, that you were just feeling like everything was so samey.
Yes.
And you were getting so frustrated with that.
Yeah. Everything was just really comfortable. And I was kind of like, I could either do this forever or have, like, a random period of time. Don't know how long it will be, which is another thing we can talk about, actually, where I just, like, do this random thing. And then what Laura and I were talking about at dinner, which I just referred to, but we'll talk about it now, was like the best feeling you can have. And this is for people that are lucky enough to have a place that they call home.
Yeah.
And people that, well, even if it's not people that are there, just like a place where you feel comfortable and safe, like the biggest sense of relief that we both feel with New Zealand, and Liv actually feels this too, I was talking to Liv about it, is that like, you have a nice place to go home to if you need to, and there's no shame in, like, just doing this fucked up thing for a year or two, or less if you hate it, or whatever, and then just going back to the place you're comfortable and knowing that you did the weird thing.
Yeah, and I think you're right. It's such a privilege to have that.
Yes.
It's such a privilege to have that. But I think, yeah, that's the beauty of, like, having a place like New Zealand.
Mm.
And I think also being overseas, and I think you'll feel this as well, like, you really start to, I just, I'm like, wow, we are so lucky to have, like, Te Ao Māori. And that is so unique to our country in a way that you do not have anything even close. Like, it's quite incredible.
Yeah.
I think. And to know that, like, that's part of your home is yeah, I found that even more special since moving overseas.
And it's been really interesting since moving overseas. Obviously, me, I've just moved overseas. But the fact that, like, we're all voting right now overseas. And honestly, everyone that I've spoken to that's moved overseas has been, like, more politically engaged here. Wow. Like, not in New Zealand. And I think we were, I mean, we were in New Zealand. But, like, I think everyone just has this sense of, what the fuck is happening back home, or what is potentially going to happen?
Yeah.
Because it's like not, honestly, it's not looking great for people that share the values that I think a lot of us that should care about share. And so it's just been really interesting to see people overseas get a bit more like empowered. So that's getting a bit shit show. That's getting a bit into shit show territory.
Yeah, you pop over there if you want that. We're here to talk about
first. And okay, speaking of firsts, this, I think it's time for the first ever Stanley Tucci light segment. So enjoy.
Sit back and relax.
Everyone, we've just begun this segment with Rupert talking about the most boy math I've ever... But it's not about
boy math. It is boy math.
It's real trauma that I've experienced.
It's real trauma. Yeah. So we have Stanley Tucci light on the mic and London Laura, famously.
He's made old-fashioned and Stanley Tucci light martini style.
Yes.
Good experience.
So we're drinking old-fashioned and I would just like him to repeat what he just asked me. So I've been here for, what,
four hours.
And all I've done has been on public transport and had a beautiful dinner with Laura. And that's been great. And then Rupert goes, and in your short time here, have you noticed how bloody expensive everything is?
Go on, tell people how expensive it is.
I feel like it's quite a bad introduction, isn't it? Just ranting about
it. No, but it's
very London, isn't it, to complain about how expensive it is.
Go on, tell them about your pub.
So I was just saying, you go to the pub.
Yeah.
And you have a really average roast, two of you, and then you have two pints each.
Yeah.
And then you walk away after having paid and go, why did I just spend £80? Which is, you know, for New Zealanders,
it's $160.
It's the New Zealand conversion.
You just have to stop doing it. You've got to step away from
When me and Ruby went to New York, and she'll laugh because I tell this story all the time, we bought two bagels from this, like, fancy bagel spot.
Oh, you've told me about
it. It cost us 100 New Zealand dollars.
That's actually disgusting.
It was like, they got two bagels and like, they weren't just bagels. They were bagels on a board and they had really nice like fish.
They weren't just bagels. They were actually on a wooden board.
And I think, I looked at our wise, you know, wise will tell you when you use it. You spend this much USD.
Oh, don't tell me that.
And it was 100 New Zealand dollars. And I was like,
yeah, you can't do it. No, you gotta just stop converting.
Okay, while Stanley Tucci lights here, you can talk about one last thing, which is the hottest Formula One.
It's not. Yes. I haven't come with the design. He has. It's not like I'd be like, please.
He has.
He's been begging.
Yes, I have. Sorry. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, no.
I'm ready for it. Okay.
So the way this came about also is because I'm a psycho and I want to get everything on the mic. So also when Laura and me catch up to do our podcast recordings, every week, she'll want to have a big chat beforehand and I'll be like, no, we need to get this is all
get
good
it
content.
On the mic,
get it on the mic. So we were talking about how we really want to get Liam Lawson on the shit show, and I was explaining to Rupert, who's been a little bit out of touch this season, still an F1 fan.
I love it. It's been predictable this year, so that's why I'm disengaged.
And so I was explaining who Liam Lawson was and that we wanted to get him on the podcast. And then Rupert was like, and can we talk about who the hottest members of Formula One are?
I did not kick it off like that. We'll roll with it.
No, he didn't. I was like, I think I said like...
You said Carlos Sainz.
Yeah, okay. I said Carlos Sainz is the hottest. We're talking about Daniel Ricciardo, right?
So I've got the grid in front of me. Okay. And I mean, so that's Carlos Sainz.
Yeah, but that's not the best photo of him.
Wait, you think he's the hottest?
Yeah. Well, because
Do you know what? At first, I disagreed. But then I scanned through the grid, and I think you're right. I think he is the most attractive.
No, look at him.
Yeah, he's stunning.
Look at him.
Oh, he's stunning. He's stunning.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So
I was just going to say, do you think some people are attracted to Max Verstappen from the power element? He's so driven. He wants to dominate everyone.
Yeah.
Maybe there's that sort of element of power, isn't there, to it?
I think that the times that I've been attracted to Max Verstappen is when he's, like, I see TikToks of him sometimes with his little sister, and he's so cute with her, and I'm like, okay,
I get that.
Daniel Ricciardo, no-brainer.
What about Lando Norris? What are your thoughts?
Is he really young? He looks really young.
I think he's only 20 or something.
So young.
George Russell, very earnest.
George Russell's
lovely
hot
guy.
He's okay. Do you know him?
No.
Oh my god!
He was staying on the air mattress. I was like, do you know him? And Robin was like, well, no.
Do you know him? Okay, we gotta wrap this up. Okay, it's been here all night.
Valtteri Bottas.
No. But he was a cute, cute.
He was cute.
Guy.
A cutie.
So anyway, that was Stanley Turchard Light and Rue's news. We've actually like referred to Rupert so many ways on this podcast and so many times.
And he finally made it here.
Here I am.
And here he is. And he's made us a drink. And
now I'm leaving.
Now he's leaving. Bye,
sweetie.
Hi, Rupert. Oh my god, I love him so much. It's crazy. This is the first time I've met him.
That, I think it was when you said that at dinner and I thought these two people who are such huge roles in my life. I mean, literally, one's my husband.
One's your husband. Another one's just a loud girl that you get on the
this
mic.
This girly that I, my pen pal that I talk with yes. once a week. My invisible friend.
Mm.
But it's so weird to me that you hadn't met because you're such big parts of my lives, both of you. And then it was just quite surreal for me. I have a really cute photo of them in the hallway that I'm going to post. It's so cute.
You need to send that to me because, like,
so cute.
It feels like a new him. It does feel like
I think it does.
Anyway, we have one final first. Well,
you have one final
first. I have one final first. The book. We talked about it a little bit at the start of the podcast. And to be honest, we're probably going to be talking about it for the next... Until it's out next July.
Did you talk about it on your solo podcast last week?
Listeners, did I? I probably did.
You just blacked out for that one.
No, I totally did. I'm going to write about this in the book, but I had like a really crazy thing happen to me this week. Like really crazy, like semi life changing, which will help me write the book, I think. And you'll all read about it or hear about it, or at some point I'll talk about it. But anyway, so I think I did black out during the solo pod because it was like, can't talk tonight, Laura. And then, but I'll do it tomorrow under my sheet on my own and like probably not having enough oxygen in there.
The idea of you in that little tent in your lounge is just the funniest thing to me.
I kind of like it now. It's kind of like cute to me. Anyway, the book, you all know about it. Belle and I are writing a book. First time I've ever written a book. First time I've ever been like edited. Like think, usually I'm editing someone else and not even like that well.
I would say loosely.
Loosely.
No, not well. You're just very kind.
Yeah, I'm just like, I like hearing people's tone of voices and I like the way people write erratically or Belle writes poetically or whatever. Like I don't want to fuck with that. And so it's been really interesting, not saying that that's what's happening to us, but like having someone look over your work before you just write it on your own in a newsletter and send it out to all these people. And so that's been a first for me and probably a good thing for me to learn. I mean, the close friends have seen me like every now and again, I'll post something like writing a book is whack or like in the book club. It's really cute. The bookies have been helping us like decide marketing ideas and shit like that. I'm like, I feel like it's quite a communal experience, or as much as it can be. But yeah, so my first is writing a book and your first is hopefully pre-ordering it.
Your first is reading a book.
Yeah, your first is reading a book by me. I've also been really cute. We have some listeners that actually own bookstores and have been like, we cannot wait to like put this.
Oh my gosh.
Does that make it feel real or what?
I need to run the London book launch, please.
I know.
Oh, it's gonna be so cute.
It's gonna be so cute and I can't wait. We've actually had quite a few people being like, go on tour for it. It's like, we want to. We just famously can't plan that much in advance yet. So stay tuned. But yeah, do you have anything on your radar, Laura?
Firstly, your book's on my radar.
Yeah.
Secondly, all I'm reading, I am like deep in it. My literature for uni, so there is nothing fun. However, on my radar, and this is not new, this is very, very old, from when we did Comfort Friends, Comfort episode, but also my friends. All I'm doing is watching Gilmore Girls at
yes.
the moment. I've gone, and I think there's something in there. I watched Gilmore Girls throughout, like when I did my bachelor's, now back at university, have gone straight back into it.
And I will say, you've got a great TV. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, I was waiting for you to bring this up. So all I've ever wanted, just to sidebar for a second, never had a TV.
Yeah.
And then I honestly talked about it. The whole of lockdown was Rupert. I said, all I want is a TV. Never got one. Moved here. All I want is a TV. Last year for my birthday, what do I get? The world's largest.
Yeah.
Like, it's oppressive.
It's... Like, it doesn't fit in the room.
There's no way that it fits. And it's quite a lot.
But, like, I don't have a TV. And at times, all I want is a TV. And the idea that you can sit on this couch...
Aww.
Watch it. Like, you heaven.
Come stay on the mattress.
Yeah, well, I will. I will.
Famously, it's popped.
Oh, yeah. It's popped. Well, I could sleep on the couch.
Yeah, perfect.
This is almost too long for me.
I also just want to say, I think Lucy shrunk. I don't
know how to say. Laura, like, gave me a hug.
She's, like, 2 feet shorter than me. It's like when you meet celebrities or like musicians in real life and they're always teeny tiny.
No, I'm kind of Asian.
Famous people are always small. You're so small.
Famous people. Famous people always... Yeah, oh my God, I'm so cute and tiny in person, everyone.
Have you seen that girl on TikTok? So I was like, yes. Oh, no, I'm so small.
No.
Malignant. No, I can't even wear that. I'm so small. That's you.
Yeah, kind of. Aww. Well, no. Laura just gave me a hug and she's like... did you shrink? I was like, no, but we just haven't seen each other in 18
months.
Came
up to my belly button.
Anyway, Tim.
Oh, that's on my radar. Sorry, Liz, yeah. What's on your radar this week?
On my radar is When Harry Met Sally and You've Got Mail.
Oh, we just watched When Harry Met Sally. Rupert had never seen it.
I've never seen it. So, yeah, I wrote about it in the newsletter the other day and people were like, okay, we're holding you accountable. You need to watch these because for some reason, just haven't seen the classics.
Do you know what I watched the other day that I'd never seen?
What?
Clueless.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
Yeah, Clueless is fucking good.
But that was a classic.
That's crazy. Do you know what's on my radar? The Mean Girls musical movie.
What?
With Renee Rapp and Chris Briney from The Summer I Turned Pretty. Hot Chris Conrad. Even though I'm a Jeremiah girly and I know you all hate me for that. And the Taylor Swift movie. And Mean Girls, the reason that they're in my head to get it is because the Mean Girls trailer premiered in front of the movie.
Also on my radar, the Kardashians is back. Have you watched?
Oh my God, I've seen that. Oh my God, no, I saw a clip on TikTok. I cried the whole plane ride here just because, like,
everything.
I always cry on planes.
Yeah. It's the altitude.
Yeah. And
it's definitely not our emotional state.
It's definitely not that we're just, like, running to somewhere. No, I cried on the plane ride here. And why was I even talking about this? Oh my God, I saw a TikTok of Chloe. Chloe has the biggest heart, okay?
Oh, she really does.
Tristan Thompson's younger brother has a lot of health issues. And just the way Chloe was talking about how she feels like she's really equipped because she spent a lot of time with Lamar. And I just watched that and started crying and then cried about everything. But like, so the new season looks really good.
It's really good. I've been watching it.
Oh, good. Because
it's very good.
I actually will watch it. That's a comfort thing for me.
You need to watch that and you need to watch The Morning Show.
Oh, yeah.
I've talked about this.
Did you watch season 3?
Yeah, I'm watching it now.
Okay, and it's...
It's really good. We watched season 1, good. Season 2, not great. Yeah. Season 3, very good.
Okay.
They've come back.
I'm doing it then. And to be honest, sorry, not to turn our own horn, but what a fucking good episode. Like, to be honest, we came to this with nothing. We just knew... We had a pot, a Blue Yeti, and a dream, and we were together.
With a Blue Yeti, a dream, and a Stanley Tucci Light cocktail.
And a Stanley Tucci Light segment. So, this has been heaven and a half pipe. I've never said that in my life, and I'm not sure if that's even a thing.
And on that note...
And on that note, see you next week.
See ya.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.